You want prizes? We've got free prizes. You want cash? We've got lots of cash. Simply download Bashani Radio app. Allow push notifications and listen for your chance to win loads of cash. Please don't tell our CEO it's his money we're giving away. We won't tell if you won't tell. Bashani Radio app. Download it for free in the App Store.
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download Bashani Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download Bashani Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.
Hi, welcome to this week's Moments into Momentum podcast, where I talk about the ordinary everyday experiences that we encounter in our lives and how to use those moments to drive positive outcomes and great momentum in our lives. So this week I want to talk about being weird. And this is something that I was talking with my wife one day this week, and I have a couple of isms, those little twitches or tweaks that everybody has their own version of. And so she kind of looked at me and she's like, "You're doing that thing again." And I said, "What thing?" And then she pointed it out. And it's just something that I never really think about because it's just who I am, right? It's not something that I'm consciously aware of and I think about doing or not doing. It's just something that's there. But somebody else from on the outside notices it and points it out to me and just lets me know that it's something that's going on. And this is something that for much of my life, I always struggled with feeling like I needed to be accepted for in everything that I did. Not just that I needed to generally be accepted or not that people had to, for most of the time, think that I was okay or a good person or anything else. But I struggled with feeling like everything that I did needed to be perfect because otherwise people were going to reject me. And I needed to have that validation and confirmation in my life, or I would feel like I had failed at something. And so I spent a lot of time kind of building this image, this perspective of the person that I wanted people to think that I was. And it didn't have much in common with who I really am. And so I spent all of this time and energy and effort trying to create this image, create this picture that looked nothing like what I really was like. It felt uncomfortable and awkward for me to appear that way, behave that way, and present myself to other people that way. And it turns out that people still thought that I did things that were weird or unusual or different or outlier behaviors. And so taking this experience with my wife, who, God love her, has chosen to accept those isms, those weird things that I know that I do, it made me start thinking about why is it that we always spend this time trying to fit into what somebody else thinks that we should be, when the reality is you're weird already anyway. You're already different. You're already strange. You're already unique and totally independent of anything that anybody else could think of you. So why not take advantage of that and use that uniqueness, those different behaviors, the things that make me view the world in a way that's different than what anybody else views the world? Why not use them to generate value? Instead of saying I'm weird and that makes me feel like an outlier or an outcast, say I'm weird and I am an outlier. And that means that I can provide a different perspective, a different level of value than what anybody else can. And for whatever reason it is, and I'm not a psychologist, I don't understand these things, but we all spend so much time trying to fit into a box, which makes us common. And the more like everybody else that we are and that we try to be, we spend all of this energy and effort trying to become something that is less valuable. I'm a collector of stuff. I enjoy collecting things. I have sports cards and I have collectibles and widgets and just anything. I don't know why I do. I just like little knickknacks and things like that. And the thing about the anything that I collect is that the thing that makes it have any real value is demand and scarcity. And so the demand is there for things that are right, exciting, successful people, highly successful athletes or celebrities or autographs of people who are famous or those kinds of things. But the other thing is that they have to be uncommon. They have to be rare. There have to be, in sports cards, they make short print runs. And so they'll only print 10 or 20 or 50 or one of a card. And when you get to those, that there's a significant increase in value compared to the ones that there's 500, 1,000, 10,000, 100,000 of. And so as we look, if we look at our lives in the same way, and we think about what we have to offer, everything that I have to offer, it doesn't have to be, you know, to the traditional metrics and outside world. It doesn't have to look like it's special. In some cases, it can even look like it could be a disadvantage or something that's less beneficial than what other people have. But it's unique. It's rare. If we lean into that rare feeling, that unusual bit of ourselves, the thing that makes us different and stand out, and we hone the parts of ourselves that are unique and different, that is where our real value is. The universe and the world today, it already shows us that what it values is things that are rare, things that are uncommon, things that occur infrequently. And what we have to do is find a way to take that uncommon thing and market it and present it to people to demonstrate, to show the value that comes from this unique thing. Ultimately, value is not driven by what other people think that it should be. It's not driven by what everybody else thinks should be the best thing and that everybody else is doing. If we're all taking the same steps and the same actions, then we're going to shortchange ourselves and we're going to miss the really incredible piece of art or the really unusual insight that solves a significant problem. Thinking about the world differently is what drives change and provides real benefit. If we all just thought the same way and tried to take the same actions, I don't even know if we'd be using Roxas tools at this point. We'd still be sitting in a place where we don't have any of the great benefits that we have today. We wouldn't have any of the great pieces of art. We wouldn't have any of the great books. We wouldn't have any of the great speeches. We wouldn't have so many of the things that exist today, because the only reason that they came into existence is that somebody wanted to do something different and somebody wanted to find a different way of doing things. Somebody was committed to being weird, to being different. And that is what I have been working on myself. And I encourage anybody who's listening to do is to take the time and say, I don't need to be common. I don't need to be like everybody else. So what if I'm weird? So what if somebody looks at me funny and acts like I've done something ridiculous? Who cares? Just being different doesn't mean that you're bad. It means that you're different. That's it. And that's really where value comes from, is by finding what's unique in yourself and presenting that and showing that to the world and giving that unique value proposition that's inside of every one of us into the world. We can't hold on to it. If we're holding on to it, we're just being selfish by keeping something that can provide a great benefit to somebody else. Inside of ourselves, we're just holding back what we could be giving into the world and giving back to somebody and benefiting somebody else. Because why? Because we're afraid? Because we're so afraid that we're going to be selfish and keep that to ourselves? It just doesn't make any sense. If you really think about where value comes from, it doesn't come from being able to do a commodity thing. Why is gold more valuable than steel? It's because there's an abundance of iron in the world, and it's easy relatively to make refined steel. And finding gold, it's an uncommon material compared to steel. And it's something that has many uses that are high value. And that is what we need to try to do, is find what is our use, what is our value proposition, because we know already that we're unique. We know that there's only one of every one of us, and that's the thing that we can bring to the world that provides a new and different experience that wouldn't exist without our own participation. And so finding a way to celebrate being weird, celebrate being different, take the different and say, this is valuable. This is what makes me special. Instead, we spend all of our energy finding ways to hide that and become more common and become more like everybody else. Stop using that energy to hide the thing that's going to drive the real value inside of yourself. And I know that it's a scary thing and it can feel uncomfortable and strange to be able to put yourself out there and be ready to present your full self to the world just as you are, but you don't have to be fearless. Being fearless is it's unnatural. It's normal to have a fear. It's normal to be concerned or worried about something. But what you have to do is not be fearless, but be brave. Be brave enough to be willing to put the value that you provide into the world. Be brave enough to overcome your insecurities and stop holding back the value that other people could use and benefit from. Stop holding yourself back and stop holding the world back from getting the benefit that you can provide, and nobody else can do what you can do. Nobody else can provide the value that you can provide, and all you have to do is just be comfortable being weird. Thanks for listening to my podcast this week. I appreciate it. If you liked what I had to say, check out my website, michaeljroach.com. That's Michael, JROTCH.com. And just go out there and be weird, be yourself, and do the things that drive the real value that you can provide to the world, and stop hiding from everything that you can accomplish.
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Shiny Radio app for free now.